Ask the Owner. Caps and Wizards owner Ted Leonsis takes your calls and emails live for an hour from the Glass and Closed Nerve Center. Here is Bruce Allen.
And good morning. Been a while since we had Ted Leonsis in, but he is here now to take your phone calls and your questions. 1-877-336-1035 is the number. You can also submit questions on our Facebook page or on Twitter using hashtag WTOP. Ted, welcome. Nice to have you back in here.
Thank you so much. I love doing this. I love seeing you. And you're looking great. I'm really proud of you.
So are you. You look good. Mutual admiration society. So you scared a lot of people when you said a couple of weeks ago about the future of your teams. I don't know what's going to happen 5, 6, 7 years from now. I'll be a free agent. I mean, that hasn't been lost on me. That sounded to a lot of people like you were considering moving.
No, and I apologize. I didn't mean to scare anybody. We love Washington, D.C., and we have a great mutual respect for our city, and we have a 99-year lease on the land, and it's been the greatest experience, and so we're very, very committed to Washington, D.C., and I'm grateful for the love that the fan base has shown us, and I hope to return that certainly for the rest of my lifetime.
Well, that was in the context of explaining how your situation with the Verizon Center is different from a lot of other teams' arrangements. Explain how it's different.
I would say we own the team, the city, and the building, and many other municipalities. The city owns the building, but you know that's the situation that we bought into, and I mean we went into it with our eyes wide open, and I honestly don't want to complain in any way. I think it's a to be able to own sports teams in the building in the town where you live and you grew up and you had your children. I went to college at Georgetown. You know, I've been around and associated with DC for a long, long time, and so I'm actually thrilled with being able to own teams and buildings in my hometown, and I'm very, very committed to the community.
So you wouldn't move out of Washington, would you? Move to a location different from the Verizon Center?
Well, that we'd have to wait and see, and that's honestly what I was trying to communicate. You know, is Verizon Center where it's located today the best use of that land? I mean, I think the city and we can talk about that in 5 years from now or whatever, but certainly being downtown and being a part of the renaissance, if you will, of downtown D.C. is both a privilege and an honor, and I hope we've been very respectful and we've been great neighbors. We do want to do something similar at Ward 8. And, you know, we're working very, very closely with our city and with Events DC. They have great people there. And, you know, to be able to bring a NBA, a WNBA, and hopefully a D-League team to Ward 8 and try to spur similar kind of economic development and create a positive aura, if you will, for that community, which we believe in, I believe in. We're not afraid to, I will say, be the early mover into that community. I encourage you, Bruce, and everyone at TOP to go out there. We go out and do a broadcast from St. Elizabeth's and see what that community is all about. And I believe that sports teams and small businesses can help bring that community joy and jobs and self-confidence. And, you know, I'm very committed to Washington, D.C., and hope we can stimulate greatness and economic development in another community as well.
How far away is that? And I don't mean miles, I mean time on the clock.
Well, it's interesting. That was a unconscious metaphor. How close is it? It's really close, although it feels sometimes like it's very, very far away. It is metaphorically ironic that, you know, just that little bridge that goes over the Anacostia and being a community so close to the Capitol and the White House does seem like it's very, very far away. In this regard, it's the city's building. We're going to be great anchor tenants. They have broken ground. We announced this 14 months ago. The city hired architects. The architects are working on plans for both the city and Events DC. You know, we're going to be fantastic partners and tenants.
In a year, 2 years?
You know, we await the final schedule from the city and Events DC. I'm hopeful that it would be up and running for two seasons from now. But again, we're the tenant, and we await, you know, the final plans and schedule from Events DC and the city.
We will take a quick break and come back with Ted Leonsis. Phone number for your questions is 1-877-36. Let me start that over. 1-877-336-1035. Welcome back to Ask the Owner here on WTOP. Caps and Wizards owner Ted Leonsis with us at 1-877-336-1035. You can also submit questions on Facebook or on Twitter using hashtag WTOP. Let's take a phone call now. We go to Mark calling in from Reston. Mark, good morning. You're on with Ted.
Thank you very much for having me on today. Hey, good morning to you both. My situation is that I'm blind since birth, and for every year, for ages and ages, I've had the pleasure of listening to the Wizards on the radio, AM/FM radio. And for this year, it's not on an FM radio station. And I can't, for the life of me, pull in 1500 AM from Reston. And I'm very disgruntled and disappointed. And I've never missed a Wizards game. And I love the Wizards.
All right, well, let's give Ted a chance to answer your question here.
Thank you. And I'm very, very aware of the signal limitations, and we will try to come with you with a personalized digital solution for you. I mean, we're very, very sensitive to being able to reach everyone, especially who has any kind of disadvantage. And I'm very aware of that issue. And so if you could email me separately, I'm going to get the right people to be able to get you an ability to tap in and be able to listen in.
There you go, Mark.
Yes, that would be very good.
All right, good. Excellent.
Thank you.
Let us know how it turns out. Now, you are going to be at some point streaming not only Wizards, but Caps, and including a bunch of other teams, too.
Well, you know, I walked into WTOP today, and we've been partners for a long, long time and friends for a long, long time, and you've gotten with the program. I mean, this is the real-time nature of what you're serving up and how you're doing Facebook Live and how you're using all of the means of distribution of the information. I would say you're no longer a radio business. You're more an information provider over as many digital means as possible. And that's what I think is happening. And right now, I'd say the two biggest trends in business are in media, certainly it's over the top. And frankly, what that means is not going through gatekeepers, but being able to reach consumers in the way and the means that they're most comfortable with. And for most young people, that is over some kind of mobile device. That's, you know, over the air, just like radio started, but it's mobile instead of AM or FM. And two, that the landing for those pixels are a phone or an iPad or something. The second is what you'll hear other in the other letters in the alphabet. You hear OTT, and you're going to hear a lot DTC, direct to consumer, and knowing who your customer is and being able to communicate directly to them becomes more and more important. And so we just, at Monumental Sports and Entertainment, launched this very, very big comprehensive deal with our great partners at Comcast. Comcast Sportsnet is the exclusive place where you can watch both Capitals and Wizards games. They've just announced that if you're a Comcast cable customer, that you'll be able to stream live the Caps and the Wizards games onto your devices. That's a really good and important development. Same with the Wizards. And then at the same time, we've launched a very, very innovative other sports, if you will, network called the Monumental Sports Network. And Comcast is a partner with us in that. And there we will be streaming our AFL team and our WNBA team, and we get a D-League team and high school games and our Hershey Bears and our ECHL affiliate. And the idea is to be able to package up live games, which we know are very, very valuable, with very unique experiences and merchandise, and be able to offer that to people who don't have cable, who are growing up in a world where they go to college and there's no cable to plug in and there's no TVs. You walk into a college campus, it's very different than when we went to school. There's no TVs, there's no radios, there's nothing that tethers you to watch something when it's happening. The only programming that can bring people together at the same time is games, live games. And so what we want to do with Monumental Sports Network, and go to monumentalsportsnetwork.com, we're actually filming right now a reality show in the game where we'll be talking about our AFL teams and the like. I think that's important because we need a way to build the database of all of the young people that are moving into the city. We need a way to communicate to them and allow them the ability to watch games and come to games. And so I think cable, radio, digital, they can all coexist. But if you're smart, you'll find ways to deliver your programming, deliver your information on every platform out there.
So you don't lose cord cutters, you just reach them in a different way.
Yeah, I think it's misleading, that nomenclature of cord cutters. You know, for the most part, there's always been churn in a subscription business. People move out of your city, people die, people lose their jobs and want to save money, so they cancel. But what's always happened is that as that back end of the subscription base leaves, there's always been new people that come in. People move into your community. In big cities like Washington, D.C., the people who are coming in are young, just graduating from college. We have the most millennials per capita in Washington, D.C. than any city in the country. Well, those people that are moving in don't have the muscle memory like we used to of, oh, I have to get cable. And I have to get cable to get my internet, as well as my television, as well as my telephony. And so I just think it's always important to remain relevant and understand what's happening with demography, and also having kind of the touch points at scale with the consumer. I think what happened with the election a couple of weeks ago, I mean, one of the things a week ago, I mean, what did we learn? I mean, some of the things that I learned was panel-based research that's based on a small group of people can oftentimes be very, very misleading. You need to be able to hear directly from lots and lots of people and consumers. And a lot of the things that we've relied on in traditional media, like paneling and syndicated research, has proven not to be very valuable.
All right, quick break. We'll come back and talk about the Wizards. Ted Leonsis is here at 1-877-336-1035. Welcome back to Ask the Owner with Caps and Wizards owner Ted Leonsis at 1-877-336-1035. Questions also welcome on Facebook and on Twitter using hashtag WTOP. Call now from Landover. This is Bruce. Bruce, you're on with Ted. Good morning. Bruce, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go right ahead. You're on with Ted here.
Okay, thanks. Good to hear from you, Ted. I just wanted to make mention that you know, the Wizards, you know, really, they haven't made a whole bunch of noise, and it kind of disrupted the city when they changed the name from the Bullets to the Wizards. That's still been an adjustment. I don't know what's in store for that, keeping the name. And also, you know, I know the money, new revenue deal has came out, and I was wondering, are you going to utilize the money that's allotted now to bring in a big name to make DC the Wizards relevant to the top, to the elite in the East or the West, with like a name like DeMarcus Cousins, to reunite him with John Wall? You know, his attitude is sort of a gamble, but hey, what's not a gamble with these NBA players today? You know, so. It's time to make something happen, and I just wanted to hear your input on it.
Okay, thank you, and I hear you loud and clear. First, I will say that we make the investments and we spend right up to the salary cap. I think we have the 10th highest payroll right now in the NBA, and so we haven't been shy to spend the money. Obviously, this offseason, I would say we made three major commitments. The first was signing a very, very accomplished, very important new coach. Made a long-term commitment to him. And he and his staff are here. They're trying to implement a new system. We then, in the offseason, re-signed Bradley Beal to a max contract, and he and John Wall both are paid according to the CBA the most that we can pay them. We made that commitment to young players, and then we made a big commitment to a free agent who hasn't played a minute so far this season, in Mahini. And so I understand right now that the fan base is not very happy with our performance. And frankly, no one in the organization is happy with our performance. But it is very, very early in the season. We haven't played 10% of the games this year. And again, if we've learned anything from Washington, D.C. in the political season, we should not call the election too early. And I'm not being smug in that comment. I mean, it is very, very early that John Wall hasn't been able to play back-to-back games because he's overcoming injury from the offseason. We don't expect that issue to linger as we get into the season. Bradley Beal has missed a couple of games already. John was ejected from a couple of games. And our big free agent signing, who we think will add a lot of depth to us, hasn't made it onto the court, and I believe he will be able to play within 10 days or so. And so we do have to be patient, but I do understand what you're saying, and there is no way for me to ever discuss a player who's under contract with another team. That you're not allowed to do that by the CBA, and I would get fined if I ever talked about a player under contract for another team.
You did talk recently about the plan for the Wizards. What is the plan for those who may not be clued in, and how long does it run?
Well, the plan is fairly straightforward. It was to draft and develop and retain our young players. And, you know, right now, John Wall, Bradley Beal, Otto Porter, Kelly Oubre, these are players that we drafted and we have them on the team. We then traded some ability to make draft picks for players in our starting five. And we think we have a very, very accomplished starting five when they play together. I think if you look at the stats, our starting five right now in terms of differential, how do they do playing against another team starting five? We're certainly top 10. We might be number six, number seven in the league. Where we've struggled so far this year, besides the not being able to have all of our players on the court at the same time, is with all of the new players. I mean, we demanded change. We wanted change. We have eight new players in the lineup and in the rotation. And our coach and brand-new coaching staff with the new system, it's been difficult to try and find what players work best with what other players and trying to build a body of work to be able to look at the analytics to say this seems to be right. But again, you know, it's early in the season, and, you know, certainly I haven't lost hope or faith or optimism. I think we have a lot of good young players. We have a great community to attract free agents.
You still have confidence in Ernie Grunfeld?
I have confidence in everyone who works for me. And you know, we have to be accountable. We're all accountable, and we didn't qualify for the playoffs last year, and our goal is to make the playoffs this year, and that's what everyone in our organization is focused on.
More to come on the Wizards and on the Capitals as well, and when we come back from a break for traffic and weather, Ted's got an announcement, going to make a little news. It's 10:28 now. We are back with Ask the Owner. Ted Leonsis here with you at 1-877-336-1035. Facebook questions are welcome, along with Twitter questions using hashtag WTOP. And Ted, I turn it over to you for a nice announcement now.
Well, we just heard an ad on your station, jobs, jobs, jobs. And I do think jobs are important and the economy is important. And I believe in our super city that Washington, D.C. is growing into, and Baltimore is a very, very important part of our community. And so we're going to do something very innovative, one of a kind at Monumental Sports and Entertainment. We're announcing today that we're going to add to our AFL franchise, the Washington Valor, and we are starting a new team and putting it into Baltimore. And will be the only sports and entertainment platform to manage two teams in two cities. We will be ready to play next season.
Wow.
I believe in the AFL. I believe in indoor sports. Go to monumentalsportsnetwork.com. You can get some information on it. And I think that it's a... It's a very, very interesting time for football. I think that there's been a bunch of reporting out there about the NFL. I think it's incorrect. I think the NFL is the greatest sports league, but they do play outdoors, and the action is bundled into a very, very long experience. There's 12, 15 minutes of actual play in a three-hour game.
You're talking about the reporting on the viewership being down?
Yeah. I mean, it's true. Viewership is down. I would say right now that the NBA and the NHL as sports are ascendant, mostly because it's real-time action. It's indoors, so you can metric, and the data that's collected around in an arena is easier to handle than being in a big outdoor stadium. And so I believe that the AFL can succeed in the long term. And one of the things that struck me when we had our tryouts for the Washington Valor about a month ago, the amount of talent was amazing. All of the players who play Division I, Division II, Division III football, and they're either drafted or they were good enough to play varsity but weren't drafted, they need a place to play. And to be able to provide that and jobs, I think, is very, very important. I think going into Baltimore, and we hope, and this came together, Bruce, very, very fast. We had to make a commitment to believe in the league and to believe in the communities that we'll serve quickly. And so I want to reach out to potential partners in Baltimore and to the government leaders in Baltimore, and we'll be doing that. But I think being able to play, bring a team into Baltimore, have a natural set of rivalries, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore. There's sure. A team in Philadelphia. Maybe we can get someone in Newark next to put their hand up and have like an Acela division, I think it would be good for all of those cities and towns, good for the players, good for the fans.
Going to have open tryouts for the Baltimore team as you did for the Valor?
Yes, there are some teams in the league that have closed, if you will. And so there's a lot of talent in terms of coaching and player development people and players themselves. And to me, I wanted to show commitment to the league, commitment to our employees, commitment to the city of Baltimore. And I think that this is a misunderstood game. The AFL's been around for almost 30 years. It's had its ups and downs. We have to understand that. You know, as an entrepreneur, I like buying things and committing to things when it's on the way down. I think that's a good time to buy and invest. And I think we can enthusiastically be able to launch and will be looked at in this reality TV show that we're filming right now. We'll go through the trials and tribulations of trying to be successful where no one has ever tried this before. We're going to launch two teams in two different cities at the same time. The business operations, for the most part, will be shared. But the football side, it'll be separate coaches, separate teams, separate players, and they'll try to beat each other's brains out, which is what we want. But I want to be innovative. I've talked to the people in Philadelphia and said maybe we should get a three-pack. Maybe we should offer a package where season tickets, where if you love the game, and there's lots of fans out there, you should be able to go to a game in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and D.C. Maybe your season ticket should carry on all three of them. And so I think it's an important day for our organization and also for the AFL. And probably in less than 30 days, we'll announce a name. Everyone seems to have loved the name, the Valor, and the look and feel. We hope to be able to do the same thing in Baltimore.
Season is spring and summer, right?
Yes, it starts in March, and so it doesn't compete, if you will, with the NFL. I mean, we're not trying to compete with the NFL in any way, but we are trying to make these sports, this game, very, very relevant to young people,
right,
who maybe have not connected as well with the NFL or with football. We want to make this like the NBA and the NHL, very, very social media, very streamed over the top, lots of data. You know, I want to put cameras in right. Helmets. I want to celebrate celebrations. We want it to be very, very unique and very, very relevant. Plus, the quality of the game and the play, even though it's indoors, I'll harken back to Derek Brooks, who's the you know, NFL Hall of Famer and also one of the owners of the Tampa team, when he said, I never thought I would say this, but my pregame speech to the players, if we can hold this team to 60 points, we're going to win. and that's the kind of aura and gestalt that the league needs. It needs to feel like an e-sport game. It needs to feel like a video game. And it's why, frankly, the NHL and the NBA are successful there.
Too soon to know where they're going to play in Baltimore?
No, they're playing at the what used to be the Baltimore Arena, the Royal Farms Arena. Those people are terrific. We've worked with them. We've held Caps preseason games there.
Right.
We've held Wizards preseason games there. They'll quickly commit to us. They think it would be fantastic. It'll drive people downtown. They'll
good.
Go to bars, they'll eat at restaurants.
And of course, the Valor's at Verizon Center.
Valor's at Verizon Center, and you know, we'll see if we can make this work. But I do think it's a big innovation, and it's a sign of belief that we're all in it together, the players, the organizations, the fan base, and I'll be appreciative if people in Baltimore buy tickets, sign up, and right. people from Washington go to Baltimore watch games, and people from Baltimore come here to watch games.
Well, congratulations. Good luck.
Thanks.
Come back and talk with Ted about the Capitals next. 1-877-336-1035 is the number. Welcome back to Ask the Owner with Ted Leonsis. Phone number is 1-877-336-1035. Welcome to take your questions on Facebook or on Twitter using hashtag WTOP. We'll talk about the Wizards, the Caps, the Valor, the new Baltimore team, anything else you want to talk about with Ted. Let's go to Fredericksburg, Virginia now. James, good morning. You're on with Ted.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
We have the talent. What is the roadblock? They almost went, I mean, 1 year, they almost got the Stanley Cup, but they lost the seventh game. What is the main roadblock? I want to see Ovechkin and the rest of the team host the cup and put that banner up that they won the Stanley Cup.
You're not alone, James.
Ted. Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. And, you know, again, I would say the last 30 days have shown that anything can happen. Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs were last in the World Series the year before the NBA was founded. So it's certainly been a long, long time. And someone who's never served in public office is our new president-elect. So I look at what happens in the world and say anything can happen. All we can do, or certainly all I can do as an owner, is try to put us in a position where year after year after year, we can qualify for the playoffs, that we have a really, really good team. We hope to remain healthy. And one of these years, luck will go our way. The puck won't hit the post. We will win an overtime game that we lose. And in hockey, it's so close in the playoffs. So many games go into overtime. And you know, you just have to believe that organizationally and with the players that you have, that one of these years it goes your way. And I think we have a team that, you know, we can be proud of, and obviously it enjoys the community's support. We, you know, we're selling out every game, but for the most part our fans are happy, and they all want us to win, and so I'm very, very appreciative of that. I'll never take for granted the fans' ongoing support and love of the team.
How much does this frustrate you as an owner, though, to have assembled a team that's really one of the strongest teams in the history of the NHL, and they still can't get through to the Stanley Cup?
Well, it's obviously emotionally debilitating when you lose in the playoffs. Anybody who owns a professional sports franchise that makes it to the playoffs, and you know, you lose, and you lose in games and overtime, you just... And I'd even say the day that it doesn't take a toll on you is the day you should sell the team. And I'm personally, and my whole family and all of our partners and owners, we share in the joy of winning with our fan base, just like our fans, and the absolute devastation when we lose. I try to gain perspective and redouble our efforts and try something new. And you know, for the most part, your team is never the same team as you enter a new season as it was from the last season. Players leave, players go, you sign free agents and the like, and that's what we've had to do. We have a couple of new players in the lineup, a little bit tweaked to the system. We want to change enough to do better, but not change so much that we take a step sideways or backwards. We have a reasonably good record this season, to be blunt. I don't love the way we're playing yet. I think we still have a little bit of a hangover, if you will, from last season. But again,
if the power play kicks in, it's a whole different team.
Yep. And you know, but the season is still young, and right now I think we have the third best record maybe in our conference. And so, you know, you can count on us to be committed to making the playoffs, then obviously catching our breath and realizing that it's a whole new season once the playoffs start.
Anything that occurred to you that you would have done differently in the last couple of years?
That's probably where the frustration is. You know, if you had gone through the audio archives of all the Ask the Owners, I think this is my 10th or 11th year doing this, I'd say, well, you know, You don't have good defensemen. You go, we have pretty good defensemen. Well, your goaltending is suspect. Really? I think we have pretty good goaltending. Our goaltender last year had the most wins in the NHL in history, tied the record. Well, you don't have a number two center. Well, Nick Backstrom is our second line center many times. And so if you just go through the list, I mean, we have veteran players now in their prime, like Alex and Nick. We have young players that are ascendant, and Burakovsky and Kuznetsov.
Picked up Lars Eller in the offseason.
I mean, we it's not for lack of trying and trying to get that Goldilocks moment. You know, this one's too cold, this one's too hot, this one's just right. And so I have a lot of confidence in our staff and front office, and I remain optimistic.
We'll come back with Ted Leonsis and your phone calls at 1-877-336-1035. We are back with Ask the Owner here on WTOP. Ted Leonsis, Caps and Wizards owner and Valor owner and Mystics owner. 1-877-336-1035. Questions welcome on Facebook and on Twitter using hashtag at WTOP. And let's go to the phones now from Mount Airy. Mike, good morning. You're on with Ted.
Hi.
My question is about the Washington Wizards and the rumors of a rift between John Wall and Bradley Beal. I was wondering if you might have thought the current marketing campaign featuring only Bradley Beal has killed this fire any, and if maybe in hindsight a campaign featuring both of them might bring the team together.
I'll be direct. I don't know to which marketing campaign featuring only Bradley Beal you're referring to. We're marketing the Wizards and our young core, and both John and Bradley, I think I was on the website this morning, and both of their pictures are up on the website. And you know, but I do think people have overreacted to quote unquote a rift. I've heard Bradley Beal refer to John as his big brother, and they play different positions. They're not competing for minutes. They both know that if they're both successful, they'll both be successful because the team will be successful. And so, you know, sometimes the media needs to generate pixels and, you know, get it going. And when you're losing, it's easy to fall back on to that narrative. But, you know, right now, the both players, their most important thing is to heal and physically and both be able to play lots of minutes together, because certainly we are a much, much better team when our starting five is, you know, out there together. And John is an all-star. And, you know, I'd say that John, you know, he was our first max player. He was number one in the draft. Bradley just happened to be coming up. And he was a max player. We didn't know if we could keep him. And we were able to keep him. And we want to market the upside of the team built around the players that we've drafted and developed. And we need all of them to be successful, but certainly the team is being built around John Wall, who has the ball in his hands all the time, and Bradley Beal and Otto Porter and Kelly and all of our young players.
You were talking earlier about your confidence in new coach Scott Brooks. What is he doing that Randy Whitman and other coaches haven't done that makes you so confident?
Well, Randy did a lot for us. I've said, you know, I'm very grateful to Randy. And now, right now, Scott is trying to create a different identity for the team, and so far we're all not executing on one of the fundamentals in the new NBA, which is if you aren't taking and making enough three-point shots and you're struggling to defend three-point shots, you won't do well in the new NBA. And so when Bradley Beal isn't playing and he's our best three-point shooter, it's an issue for us. We're very, very happy with some of our big men. I think Markieff Morris has been someone who can contribute both in terms of his size and rebounding, but he also can take and open the floor and hit three-point shots. And Otto has been very, very good for us as well. But we need to defend the three-point shot better, and so Scott is a a player's player, a player's coach. He's upbeat. He's not down. He's being very, very optimistic. And he's been given all new tools, all new players. And, you know, you come into a new city, you have a new coaching staff, you're implementing a new system, you have all new players. And so he has not been down at all. In fact, he sees some positives in that some of the players that you weren't expecting are playing at a very, very high level. You know, Gortat, you know, he made some comments the other day about our bench. You know, he since apologized. You know, to be blunt, the bench hasn't played all that well, and the starting five has played well. And I would say most of the focus right now is getting Beal and Wall back together so that they can play a lot of minutes together, and then experimenting and finding what is the next part of the rotation that can be productive.
Got to squeeze one last question in here. Only got about a minute and a half left. To Bethesda, DJ, good morning. You're on with Ted.
Hey, Ted. Wondering what the status of the naming rights for the Verizon Center is, and I noticed there's a lot of Etihad signage in the arena. Would you consider an international-based company to be the naming right winner versus somebody that's domestic, or a company that's domestic, or even Washington-based like Geico or Marriott?
Well, I would love for Geico or Marriott to be our naming rights partner, and someone local. That would be absolutely fantastic. So if you happen to work at either of those companies and have the budget, you should give us a call. We have a deal. It used to be called MCI Arena. And now Verizon bought MCI, and they have the naming rights. The naming rights expire soon, and we are hopeful that we will get a world-class company to be representative of the naming rights. And it's certainly a very, very attractive platform and market for a big player, and I'm sure that we will finalize and get a partner that everyone is proud of and that can pay the bills and that can help us as we continue to invest in the team and that facility that we pour a lot of money in to keep world class and be reflective of the community that we're serving.
Thank you so much for coming in again today. I wish you the best with all the teams, including the Valor and the new Baltimore team in the AFL that you announced this morning. When do we find out what the name is going
to
be?
We'll come to you first probably in 30 days, and I really appreciate you allowing me the time to come and interact with fans, and let's not wait too long to do it again.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Ted.